Hello again. I was recently interviewed by the Metro for my thoughts on dawn dating. Now, I don't date anymore, but if I did, I have to say it's tempting. And these are my reflections. When I was dating, there used to be this unspoken rule. Coffee meant a quick chat so you could size each other up. Unless it was after an evening date, then it meant something completely different. Lunch gave you a longer time to get to know each other. Dinner was a lot more serious and often saved for later on in that relationship. And going to the cinema was not, at least at my age, so much about holding hands in the back row, but having something you could both talk about later. And so I would say when it comes to any trend, there are practical reasons why we might enjoy or prefer it rather than just simply psychological ones. So here are some of the benefits of dating in the morning versus dating in the evening. It kind of means you already both have the same body clock. Whilst the early bird can often stay up late when needed, the night owl may actually struggle to get out of bed and even find the chirpiness of its counterpart a little too much. Dating in the morning, whether it's a drink or breakfast before work, and when I say drink, I do mean tea or coffee, or perhaps you've done a morning class together, or you've gone for a run or a swim, this demonstrates you're both comfortable with a morning routine. This can offer huge benefits later on down the line if your lives intertwine a lot more, because it can be a lot easier to plan things together. Related to the above, you may share similar interests, because if that dawn date is at a class or a form of exercise or engaging in a hobby such as painting, or maybe you're both walking your dogs, again, it's clear you have something in common. So this makes conversation much more comfortable, and connecting on something which means a lot to you as individuals is very conducive to longer term prospects. Another positive is you're very refreshed, especially if you're a morning person. You're ready to start your day. There's fewer distractions, fewer stresses, fewer strains to impact your focus. Dating in the evening can actually sometimes feel a bit like a chore when you have to go home, get changed, go out again, especially after a day at work, which has been quite taxing. And that doesn't necessarily start date off on a best foot, especially if the events of the day then continue to play on your mind, which cause you to be distracted. Another benefit is that there are fewer options in the morning for places to go. You're not overwhelmed by choice in the morning compared to the evening, where you've got restaurants, bars, and other activities and so on. And as such, the decision of where to meet can become a lot easier, giving the organizer a little bit more confidence in getting a positive response. And another practical point is, in the morning, if you're meeting quite early, you are quite likely to live near each other. It also may be safer. Related to the above point, the number of options of places, as well as often the potential dating pool, reduces in the morning. Of course, you need to be wary, but you are less likely to experience unwanted attention or advances in the morning. Also, morning dates are shorter. The most practical reason of all, and probably the most significant in a world where we could simply swipe left or right if it's not working, a morning date can be as short as a chat over a coffee. You also have a time frame built in because of the start of work. You've also got lunch and dinner free to entertain other suitors. But there are also downsides. As with many trends, there are downsides, especially if you're pretending to be something you're not. If you really want to date that person you met at a gym when you were there as a one-off and they go every day, this can result in you forming quite an inauthentic persona, and then you can become trapped in it if you really like them. In her book, Queen Bees and Wannabes, Rosalind Wiseman gives the example of the fruit cup girls, who, to impress a boy, pretend not to be able to open their fruit cups. They're like yogurt pots. So the boy could play into his acts like a man stereotype, which then trapped a bright, erudite young lady into feigning incompetence just to be liked. Another possible downside is when two practical people who decide to go jogging together, for example, will be able to encourage each other to be motivated. There can be quite a risk that if you're getting up early, you have this routine, you stick to that routine and it suits both of you, that's great, but you may be missing out on the fun of spontaneity. A further downside is an upside if you like each other. That is, you are likely to live near each other, especially if you're engaging in activities together or you're both close enough to your place of work. But if you don't like each other anymore, it can be harder to avoid each other if you don't really enjoy yourselves. But then again, at least you know each other's times in the morning, and so it is possibly easier to avoid each other as you move on. And actually, with a morning date, there's probably less pressure on it, so it is a lot easier to move into nodding hello in passing if it doesn't work out. But always be sure that it is a date. Make sure you're both on the same page with the meaning of that meeting, because otherwise that can become quite awkward very, very fast. But saying that, having open lines of communication are simply going to help the relationship anyway. Now, sometimes it's worth remembering that the practicality of dating can take a lot of fear out of it. Knowing that you have a set time, i.e. before work, that can be quite helpful, rather than having to always ask your friend to be your emergency call if things aren't going well. And also, given that we do thin slice people, that is, we make a mental snapshot of whether we like them or their persona, within the first 3 to 7 seconds of meeting them, a breakfast date enables this thin slicing. But also, if you're having a good time, there is always lunch and dinner. So here are my tips for making morning dating work. Number one, don't put too much pressure on yourself. It's a coffee, it's a jog, it's a breakfast. And if you're both clear on that at first, enjoy the time and then decide if you'd like to meet up for longer next time. And then when you're ready to name whatever that relationship is, name it. Number two, don't pretend to be anything you're not. Even if you do like the yoga instructor, don't pretend to be a fitness fanatic if you're not. Respect yourself and respect the person you would like to get to know better enough to be authentic. And if it works out, at least you both know who you're getting involved with. And number three, if you don't want a date in the morning, don't. Relate it to the point about authenticity. Be honest about what you want from a date. If you are simply going along with it because you like them, then yes, okay, that's fine. But explain you don't enjoy morning dating. And remember, that's not the same as saying you don't enjoy someone's company. And if it is taken in that way, then perhaps that person isn't so suitable for you anyway. It is always about knowing your values and your preferences. And if you and the other person cannot connect at the start, it's really not necessarily going to get any easier throughout that relationship. And that's all we have time for. But if you do want to learn more, the Retrain Your Brain podcast reverts to being 10 minutes on my couch with me with practical tips and tools for everyday wellness. And if you go to my website, www.draudreyt.com, you'll find more of those on my blog. However, check out the Wellbeing Lounge podcast, where you will learn from the experts and find ways to live your best life.